Peace, y'all. This is Views from the 7 Podcast. This is your guy, Spence. I'm joined with my homeboy, Big Body Escalade.
What's good?
You got some nerve, don't you? No, you could be a extravagant big body. What's the Mercedes vans?
G-Wagon?
No, they like what they be doing Amazon in. Yeah, the Sprinter. Mercedes Sprinter.
He's gonna be a Jeep Grand Cherokee, nigga.
He can't even be a luxury car. No,
I'm losing weight, nigga. Fuck you.
That's why I say Navigator. Oh. I brought you down to a midsize.
I'll be a Cherokee right now. I'm a little sloppy. It's cool. I feel it. Ivan in the building.
What's good?
Shout out to Skinny. Wifey in the building. Yeah. Hey, man, we got two. Ooh. Thought we was coming here with one. We got two distinguished. Mm. Well, that's about a 9 on the TI scale. Distinguished guest. Man, this guy right here, man, has a long range of accomplishments. Yes. I tried to memorize them all, but I couldn't. So I said, shit, I'm gonna let him get his shit off, man, and then, you know what I mean, we can go from there. Talk y'all shit, man. Who we got in here today?
So you have Alfonso Lays. I am the 2021 AVN Award winner. I have been nominated for AVN 4 times. Mm. I've been nominated for XBiz 4 times. I was the finalist in the MiniViz Social Media God, and I got cheated. I ain't gonna say it. I ain't gonna lie. Fuck it. I know what them motherfuckers did to cheat me. Okay. But besides that, I am the ISCS microphone champion. I am also the international male model in my area of Virginia. Mm. And I hold the title for the ISCS microphone champion. 7 years running. Ain't nobody gonna beat me. And if anybody got a problem, bring it. Battle rapping is my shit. I've done multiple acting scenes, and you know, I have my own company now. My company is called Pornbread Incorporated. Mm. I have unique promotions with my CEO.
Pornbread
is dope. Okay.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you why I call it Pornbread.
Pornbread is, you gonna eat your pornbread.
It's because we've been bred for sex, and we make bread from sex. So why not make it Pornbread? It's, you know, it's a play on words.
Yeah.
Okay. So besides that, I've been grinding. I've been grinding for years. It's been about 8 years strong. And, you know, to have the accolades that I have, I've been blessed.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a military veteran of 11 years. You know what I'm saying? I've done the work. I've done the groundwork. I've done everything that you could possibly do to prove that not only you a true hustler, but you a fighter with a heart that goes with it.
I heard that.
Yo, 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 what's up, guys? It's your girl, Sully fucking Savage, also known as Cat Prodigy. A 3-time AVN nominated adult star, pretty much known for my butthole tattoo. Over 9 million views on the hub on that one. Let's see, what else? I'm also a musician. I'm a rapper.
Mm.
And I rap. Don't look at me crazy because I'm a little white girl.
Ooh, I heard that. Hey, man.
Okay. They better be ready because we got some collabos.
Yeah, we just made two new songs a couple nights ago.
It's Murder, and I'm at my 6th album. Like right now, Unwritten Scriptures is coming.
Mm. It's number 6.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. It ain't like a picture book and shit. It ain't like, is it like 4 songs? You know, a lot of you doing okay, like 4 or 5 songs and shit.
So my music career, before all of the porn and the acting and all of that shit, my music career literally started when I was like 7.
I was
winning competitions when I was fucking super young. So yeah. When I turned 19, I got a deal with Universal. And it was with Uncle Pooh Records, Universal. It was me, Tell P, Los Marijuanas, and Crime Factory. Now, the issue was the Hot Boys was out. Philly's Most Wanted was out. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to spit some game for all of these artists out here. If your shit is hot and you sound like what's not, your ass is going to get shelved quick. So if I can pay you off to not make out music and, you know, I got all your material, I got your name, I got everything,
yeah,
I own your shit, I'm going to shelf you because we've been pushing one product, and that one product is perfect. I can't put out Lil Baby and put out Lil Bounce and Lil Bounce sound exactly like Lil Baby. It's not gonna. It's a surge in the market. I got to get rid of one of them.
Yeah.
So if I pay your ass off with an advancement and shelf you, you'll be all right. Don't worry. You got paid. You'll just pay it back to me in taxes. You ain't make no money. Mm. I can write that shit off.
Yeah.
So I'll say that for musicians. Be careful and understand what the fuck a 360 is when you sign it.
Yeah. Mm.
So do you feel like record labels do that often, like sign an act to keep them from coming out?
Oh, yeah. They shove dick all the time. Why you think independent is the way to go? Mm. Even in porn, independent is the fucking way to go. I mean, shooting for majors is great. It works. It's great fucking promotion. I mean, shit, shoot for Brazzers, shoot for Reality Kings, do all the great shit, right? Get your face and your name out there. But now, once you've done that, jump and create your own shit. Get an LLC, get an EDI, get your fucking taxes right. Go do your shit because their promotion helps you build your shit.
So, is it because you said... I can't get the butthole out my brain, so I might need to. Pull that up. The butthole tattoo. But for both of you guys, because you both of you guys do both, are there huge similarities between the porn and the rap game, so to speak?
Music industry. I'm not gonna lie. I just started doing music. It's been less than a year for me.
Okay.
Basically, because somebody told me that I couldn't be a rapper. And I was like, watch me.
Yeah.
You know, and I am. So, I mean, I feel like there's a difference, but it's still being creative. You know, like I want to take the music that I do and I want to incorporate it with the stuff that I'm creating in the adult industry. You know, I do movies too. I just did an indie film that is coming out called Hell's Coming For You. You know, I want to do horror films. I want to do, you know, and start creating adult, you know, horror type stuff at the same time and incorporate my music. So,
okay.
Adult horror. Like, what was that? What did that look
like? So, I work for a company. I'm a brand ambassador for a company called Alterotic, which is the people that do a lot of my tattoo stuff. I've done extreme tattooing. So, I have my butthole. I tattooed my clit. My clit glows in the dark under black light. I have that one hurt.
Yeah.
I have a.
You said it hurt?
That one hurt. That one hurt.
Wow, that is dope.
And it's my clit too. It's like the actual clit. It's not
that like sounds the hood. Very wow.
Yeah, you know. But you know, when men can't find it, you gotta point it out for him. Mine glows in the dark.
What a shot!
It's glowing.
Mine glows in the dark. It's right there.
You just, I'm telling you, you get the fluorescent light and you just move it over and go, oh, there the fuck it goes.
There you go. Yeah. It's right there.
So you got your butthole, your clit.
Yeah, I have my pussy tattooed. I have a crescent moon on my forehead in black light ink. So yeah, that's through Alterotic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to you.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you see any similarities
in the music business and in porn? Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, I see similarities in every industry.
Mm, okay.
There's in every industry there's pretenders that are winners.
Yeah.
Mm. I'll leave that there. Like in every industry, there's pretenders that are winners.
Yeah.
And then you have actual hard workers that are overlooked.
Mm.
So as far as the music industry goes, like once they sign you, they pretty much got creative control unless you own your fucking masters. And if you don't own your masters, you're fucked. And in the porn industry, same thing. If I pay you and I own this percent, if I own this scene, I mean, like, I don't give a fuck about you. After I own it, I can make millions. You sit on the fucking shelf. I'll pay you cash right now. I'll pay you $1,500 to shoot this scene.
Yeah.
I know that this scene is going to at least bring me back five times that multiple of $1,500. So take your petty cash. Take your petty ass. Mm. I'm going to get my cash. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know what it is? Is that the going, not to kill nobody's pocket, is that the going rate for a scene?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know what the companies pay. I know that there's a company out there called Ghetto Gaggers that if anybody wants that shit, you really want that shit, just understand the shit you're going to get into when you get that shit.
Yeah.
Y'all know who I'm talking about. Let's be real. Y'all have seen that shit. If you want that shit, go ahead.
I ain't never seen Ghetto Gaggers.
Ghetto Gaggers?
Or is Ghetto Gaggers a nigga with the Bruh, they with the ski mask.
They be putting chicks in cages. They be fucking shit. Making chicks throw up all the. So my thing is, I don't. I never knock a company for what they do. I never knock your brand.
Yeah.
I'll never knock anybody. But my objective view is, if you degrade women, fuck you.
I feel that.
I'm just being real. I got daughters.
Yeah.
So if you degrade women, fuck you. I'm personally not even feeling you. And if you ever attempt to try to hire me, you'll be speaking to my lawyer for an attempt of cease and desist. Don't even talk to me. I'm done. Mm. We're done. Like, we've seen it. I mean, like, you guys have seen it on the internet. A girl gets slaps in the fucking face and they talking that shit. Like,
yeah.
$2,500 for a female ain't worth her fucking dignity and pride. Like, fuck that. Yeah. I know you down bad, baby.
Don't,
but
don't she have to agree to that, though?
And you know what?
That's that's what I'm saying, too, because I do BDSM and stuff, and I do hardcore BDSM where it's like bruises and flogging and paddles, electricity, fire. I do all kinds of shit. So, I mean, I guess it's really consent, because I wouldn't consider... You know, if I like being slapped around or fucking thrown off a cliff, drown me in a bathtub, those are kinks that I like.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if like I'm expressing that, damn, I'm throwing my phone. If I'm expressing that though, and like then that person happens to do that, that's great. But if I don't express that, and that's just something you assume that I like, and you smack me across the face or something, you might bring the savage out of me and I might bend your ass over. So
some men like that.
Are you into that, or do you do that too?
Do what? Oh yeah, thank you. I do femdom. I'm a dominatrix as well.
So pegging is.
I've done pegging. I've done all of it. I've worked with trans girls.
How was that?
It was pretty good, actually. We did a scene called the Exorcism of Sully Savage, which was nominated for 2 AVNs this year. It was two trans girls. It was 2 trans girls and me. And yeah, it was a really funny, like, just.
So when you chase trans girls, are these men?
They still got dicks.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they still swinging, fam.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He said swing. Swinging.
Right. I mean, you know what it is. I mean, like she said, so it's a play on things. I mean, like I've seen some females that are extreme and that's their shit.
Yeah.
I've seen some women that's their shit. But then I've had the horror stories where you watching that shit and you going, she ain't in it, fam. She gone. Like, mentally, you could see it on camera.
Yeah. If they're doing it often. For the money, the BDSM stuff that I really like to do isn't really in front of a camera, you know? Like, I'm going to work with people or do those kinds of things with people that I know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not about to give you a flogger or, you know, a cattle prod that's electricity and just let you wild out on me. You're out your mind.
What's the flogger?
So the flogger is, it has a handle and it's got like, sometimes it's like leather straps.
Okay.
A bunch of leather straps. And some of them are, you know, can just be for pleasure. Some of them can be for pain. You know, I like both.
Yeah.
So you have to have a safe word every single time.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there gotta be a safe word.
Pineapple.
I just found out you have to take a course to be able to like buy a whip. To get a whip, you have to like take a course. You can't just.
I don't know, but it would be wise to, you know, because you can really hurt yourself and hurt somebody else. With
I mean, but that goes back to the saying, pretenders can become winners.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? I think, you know, in our industry is so open. Porn is great. It's fucking open. It's fetishes. They got women defecating on cats. They got people that buy scat videos. I mean, like, this thing is open. There's no closed door to this, but there's limitations. There's certain limitations for certain people. I'm one of the guys that I tell any and every female that I work with, you will not rim me, ever.
Mm.
You will not rim me. Ever.
That's not your thing?
So, I'm an 80s baby. Don't disrespect me.
Mm.
I came from pimping. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I was born and raised on pimping and game and macking. I am not going to have my legs in the air like the letter V. You will not disrespect this player here.
Mm.
This is all game. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't really do gangbangs either. I'm not with it. Like, fam, keep your focus over there, bro. If me and you shooting a chick, it better be two chicks in here because you ain't looking at me and I damn sure ain't focused.
So you're not doing three in the booty hole. Yeah, you're not doing that?
You're not doing that.
Who the fuck is doing that?
They do it. I'm not going to say no names. But...
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to tell you what fucked me up. It honestly fucked me up. One of my mans was telling me about it until I seen it. So the guy was eating the girl's pussy while the other dude was stroking. And the jab missed, and my man got the dick in his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so, once the jab happens, and we're on a set, and you see the jab, can he talk to you afterwards like he gangster and shit?
We gotta pause. We gotta fight.
I mean, like I'm done fight? With you. Bro, we're done. Like... We ain't having the conversation at that point.
He got to get his hand.
I mean, like,
back.
The scene has stopped. The cameras will be rolling, but it's going to be two naked motherfuckers rumbling in this bitch.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a lot of dick dapping.
but that's the greatest part about our industry.
Yeah.
Now, that's cool. You see the pause? Everybody got quiet. Now, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because I've done scenes with females where there's a female strapping a chick while I'm stroking the chick, and we all in. And it's fucking phenomenal. It's rolling. It's great.
Yeah.
And she's stroking. I'm stroking. I'm kissing her. The girl's giving me head while she's stroking from the back. This shit is fucking fire, right? It looks like the goddamn triangle. Steve Kerr's doing his job.
Mm. Let's do it. Mm. You know, I got to strap at home.
And we all in.
Let's do it.
So it looks great, right? But then you have other stuff where, you know, it's two dudes trying to stick it in one hole. And my bad, bro. I mean, your soggy balls and my soggy balls ain't going to never match, bro. That's not the soup I'm trying to play with.
That's crazy.
All right.
So some male stars don't mind it.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what? I can respect that. I can respect that. When there's all focus on a woman and that's been discussed. But if I'm stroking, fam, and you come behind me and tap me on my shoulder while you got hard dick behind me, scene's over. We're fighting. I mean, like, if I'm in mid-stroke and you come behind me and tap me on my shoulder with your hard dick.
Yeah.
Bro, because there's that, so in my mind, there's that COVID space. 6 feet, fam.
So is that how the transition works? Like, they come and tap you on the shoulder like, hey, it's my turn? Or
because a lot of times they're looking at the director, right?
Yeah. So now I don't know how those gangbangs work. I don't know how none of that works. Right. I'm not part of that. Yeah. That whole squad over there. Whatever they do is there. And I respect them. Like, I know cats that do it. And I tell them, hey, man, you're a bigger man than me. Much love, much respect. You know?
Right.
Because I've gotten to a point in my career where I've done so much and I've learned and earned the opportunities. It's not just given. You have to learn opportunities and earn these opportunities. So I've stepped away from the malice intent of thinking that this is fucked up. It's no longer fucked up. The LGBT community has power over our whole industry. So it ain't fucked up. It's just you have to expand your growth. You got to grow too. So
right.
It's part of it. I mean, she's worked with, like she said, she's worked with trans, and it's cool.
So how have you grown within that space?
Me or him?
Both.
I mean, I'm just now coming out of retirement, too. Like, I only did maybe 3 scenes last year, and one of those being the one that got nominated. Year before that, only a handful of scenes. So, you know, I haven't done really anything this year. So now it's just like I'm coming back and... I don't think that any of that stuff has really affected or hurt, you know, my career in a bad way. But I love it. You know, like, I love being able to work with whoever the fuck I want, whether they have, you know, dick and tits, dick, no tits, pussy, just dick. You know, I can work with whoever the fuck I want. Nobody's going to say anything.
But see, that's that freedom.
I love it.
That's freedom. That's total freedom.
Yeah.
I still have.
Are you able to turn that off when you go when they yell cut, or is that like just really you and you just recording? Like, how does that work?
I'm very picky. I only work with the people that I want to work with. So, I mean, if somebody you know, people can be attractive and be good looking, but their attitude can fucking be terrible. And then you ain't getting my vibe. You ain't getting my image to work with you. No.
Yeah.
I only work with people that I vibe with and people that I like. You know, so I'm a very hard to get person in this industry.
So, okay. So with the, you know, the industry and everything kind of evolving now, like with social media and everything, are there any true benefits to going to like one of the major companies over remaining independent?
The traffic.
So that right there is what she said, the traffic. It's the market. It's literally the market. So you take that $1,500 or whatever it is that they're going to pay you for this thing. You take that and you literally surge it. You take it, put it in your pocket, and now you brand yourself. That's the game from that point. Because once they promote you and they start shoving you in everybody's face, if you do not take advantage of the stream of highway that they just put in front of you, you lost it.
You lost. Yep, absolutely.
You lost it. And I ain't shot for no majors. Not one.
So how do you guys find and research the people that you want to work with? I would think similar to music, the industry could be real surface level E as well, right? So a lot of people look at the numbers. You got a lot of numbers, but you don't really have no engagement. But because you got a lot of followers, let me work with you.
That's a problem, though.
So I'll let you speak on it, and then I'll jump in.
Well, you just had a story come up like this.
So
fake stream numbers.
Oh my,
fake numbers.
Yeah. So this is a kicker, right? Me and a young lady I had a conversation with. We were supposed to work back in October. We've been having conversations until I get here. So I get here and I'm like, hey, I finally landed. This is something we've been planning for months. So that's 7 months of, say, seven, maybe 8 months of conversation and time.
Yeah.
And she was like, what's your social media? So I throw it. She's like, what websites you got? I was like, I own my company. I got my own shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not chasing the number. I don't give a fuck about a number because I know people with 100K and better. And they can't perform or suck dick worth shit. So I'm looking at it and I send it to her. And then I also send her like, look, I'm an AVN award winner. I've worked hard as an independent, no major push to win one of the most coveted awards in our industry. Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
Her response was, working with you would not benefit me in no fashion. My numbers are bigger than yours. So I send her the model page that has 70K. And she goes, your numbers are pumped. My response was, you have a good day. You be blessed. But understand, you did sign an NDA, which is a non-disclosure agreement, about what we had planned. So when I send that lawyer to your house with this paperwork stating that you owe me for flight, lodging, and food, then you're going to call me an asshole. But in retrospect, who really was the asshole in the whole situation? And this happens to a lot of male talents. I don't know if any of the other guys you've interviewed will tell you that our industry is what you would call a flake and shake industry. Because you shaking the dice to pray that they don't fucking ghost your ass when you get in town. You're really shaking the fucking dice. So if you fly... Say I fly to Los Angeles to shoot with a certain girl.
Yeah.
I get there, the Airbnb set up, the cameraman's there, everything's ready. She won't answer the goddamn phone. Now, I'm there looking for my contingency plan B.
Yeah.
Because my actual plan A decided she didn't have enough courtesy, honor, or respect to say, look, dog, don't fly out here. I'm probably not going to fucking show. It happens a lot in our industry, but nobody talks about it because you talk about it, they want to blackball you. But I'm an advocate of the blackball because I like to shoot that motherfucker at the basket. I'm Curry with the shot.
Yeah, look, no LeBron.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Is it the same way with female talent though? Like, do men often flake just as much?
To be honest, I haven't really ran into a lot of problems like that. I have run into the same problem he has with females, though.
That's wow. crazy.
It's not cliche. I'm being real with you. It's not cliche. It's not basement level. This is literally big names that have literally inboxed you. You didn't inbox them at all. They seen what you carry. Yeah. They seen how you work. They know your editing. They know all of this.
Yeah.
And they'll say, hey, can't wait to shoot with you. And then you'll show up and they'll be like, my daughter had a graduation. Gas prices is too much and I can't drive to you.
Yeah.
But I just flew from the East Coast to the West Coast to come fuck with you. I got you.
So your AVN award, basically you was like Spike Lee with the camera.
No. I'm actually going to say it. That AVN award isn't, that's my MVP trophy. I'm going to say that. So everybody who understands this, porn is like the NBA. When you got a gangbang and it's three motherfuckers that got that trophy, that's a team effort. This is an MVP award for me as me being who I am by myself, but it really was a team effort. Unique Promotions and Unique Leo, who she is, as the co-owner of Pornbread Incorporated, she did a lot of fucking legwork so that we were in front of the networks. It wasn't just me. It was the promotion. It was everything. So earning that award as a male talent independently, it was a team effort of a team that was created by two people. Because we don't have other performers except for a young lady who's in Virginia, but she's a stripper. She strips and she does shoot content, but she's at a base level because she still has clients. And I can't promote that if you ain't willing to travel.
Yeah, what was the award specifically for?
So I won my award for Cam Guy. Yeah, I'm gonna drop that. Cam Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I see that you put a lot of work into the visuals,
right?
Now, I'm gonna speak as a pure consumer,
okay?
And my thoughts on it. I'm not a big porn guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big porn guy. But as a consumer, how I can get so you put in all the work for a scene, right?
Uh huh.
And then as a consumer, because we like everything so fast and so microwave. I can go on Twitter, look at a two minute video, and be done with what I got to do, if that's what I so choose to do. So does it water down your work that you put in creating a masterful scene if I'm just going on Twitter and I'm watching 2 minutes of something?
Sully, I'll take this. So, I'll be damned if I give anybody more than 20 fucking seconds.
On Twitter?
That's it. I'll be damned if I give you more than 20 seconds. It destroys the product. If I give you 2 minutes of the product, you ain't going to X videos or you're not going to my website to get your nut. You just got it.
You're giving too much.
And I gave it to you for fucking free. What we do is not free work. We may shoot content because me and this young lady agree to shoot the content, but guess what? We still have to pay a cameraman. We still have to pay for the fucking place to shoot this shit.
Testing.
We still have to pay for fucking testing. Mm. Testing ain't cheap. That shit's like $300 in Virginia.
Jeez.
Is it? So, 200 here.
Yeah, it's 200 here. It's like 300 in Virginia because I have
every
to ship
2 weeks, right?
Every two
14
fucking weeks.
Days, yeah.
So if you count 600 a month, for me, and traveling, lodging, Airbnbs, and all of this, I'm looking at the market and saying, you ain't no way in hell going to get more than 20 seconds because you going to buy this shit.
Yeah.
You going to spend some bread with me. Now, there are other providers that provide their material, but those other providers have their vision. My vision is my vision.
Yeah.
I created the Porniverse for a reason.
I like that.
And I'm sticking with, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm the only. So nobody at me when y'all watch this. I'm not going to say I'm the only. But I am one of the top black male performers that is a cosplay performing artist that does it in a fucking suit.
the whole scene from the beginning of the dick sucking, pussy eating, keeping the mask on, second skin. I am one of the only to do it and do it at a capacity that I've done it and create my own universe doing it. Mm. So I have Blue Ranger the Dick Slanger. Y'all hear that? Yeah, right? I have Spidey Dick because I got a Spider-Man version. I have Robin Lays because that's Robin.
Yeah.
It's Robin Lays. I have Alfonso the Professor, who's actually a professor that fucks his students because they want grades. Mm. I have Dorm Room Chronicles, you know what I'm saying? Because Dorm Room Chronicles is the shit.
Yeah.
You know, this is the jock guy that shoots with the girls. I've literally created a literal universe for my porn, like Marvel, and I'm sticking with it. Like,
why Marvel, though?
So, I mean, like DC. Like, so it's like DC, Marvel.
I ain't hear no Batman, you know what I'm saying? Double O Dick.
You know what the problem with that was? The
James Batman. Bondage, baby.
So the Batman James outfit Bondage was not my dick. Swag. I tried it. I tried the Batman outfit. It didn't work. Like,
what?
So because
that's
the cape,
why you chose Robin?
So, yeah, I chose Robin because Robin's Nightwing. The cape is gone. So when you get the stroke, they actually see dick action and not a fucking cape in the way.
Yeah.
So I did Dick Monger. I actually have a scene. He laughing. But I did a scene called Dick Monger Meets Storm. I met Storm in Laid Wood on Storm. Dope. Now, the next part of the porniverse, which y'all probably seen on my Instagram, is Big Dick Marvell from the porniverse What If series. Because that's the black version of Captain Marvel, but it's not a woman. It's a dude with a big dick, and he about to slang. So, you know, I'm doing shit that everybody else wants to do something different.
Yeah.
I want to open a box for myself. So when this shit starts hitting and surging, the networks and companies are going to say, this motherfucker had the idea.
Yeah.
And he patented that shit. Like, I'm about to trademark all of that shit that I got going. Because once you steal it, you're going to pay me for it.
Yeah. But just open the box a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? A few more DC characters, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I was going to do Superman, man. I really wanted to do Superman. Yeah. But it's this fucking cape thing that keeps bothering me. Because all of the DC characters have fucking capes.
Not all of them.
You can do Stroker, like Joker.
Yeah. Look at that. Peen Lantern. You can be the Peen Lantern.
Peen. So you know what I'd do? If that would be the case with Peen Lantern, when the suit pops up, the dick would have to come out green. It would have to. It'd be glow stick type shit. It would have to. I'd have to try. Work. But it would have to try to, you try to manipulate it. But that would have to be shot under fluorescent lighting.
I know a tattoo artist that can help you out with that.
Well, I'm not tattooing my dick.
So I, like, listen to you talk about how you, like, you want to control your content and everything like that. I just looked. And there's a bunch of your shit that's free. You can look at it free, right?
So this is the thing. I'm going to give you that, right? But that shit that was shot when I was fresh.
Okay.
When I was fresh. So you have to understand your market value and surging it, right?
Okay.
I have to give you something. Because if I don't give you something, then there's no bubbling conversation.
Okay.
I have to give you something. I mean, like, shit, 50 Cent and them was giving out fucking mixtapes for free when he first
That's
started.
A fact.
You got to build it.
Okay.
So if I build it enough, you'll be like, man, that free shit ain't as bad as this shit I just seen, bro. This motherfucker ain't seen slow motion cum shotting bitches. And he's shooting two nuts at a time. I'm going to hit you with some shit you ain't seen.
Yeah.
That's where my mind state is. Because I have to give you enough free to get you over here.
Okay.
Because once I got you forever.
My man at that. So do you have OnlyFans?
Tried it. Applied to it. I'm not that type of creator.
Okay.
I like production. Cell phone porn is great. I'll give it to anybody who creates it. Much love, much respect. I love y'all. I need angles. My fans like to see actual dick going in, not stomach.
Okay. I'm not mad at that.
So on OnlyFans, it has to come from your phone, or you can't upload content you actually pre-recorded?
I mean, you can do it that way, but I mean, like, our industry has gotten fucking lazy. The phone is the greatest shit. There's just lazy. It's a lazy tactic to get money.
It's amateur.
It's lazy. I mean, there it is. I've seen girls that their OnlyFans is fucking bubbling over like crack or fentanyl, but their fucking scenes are like 12 seconds. And it's twerking. And these dudes that are like emo and pretenders are spending $25 for a message that's 12 seconds.
That's crazy.
But that's the greatest part about
this. That's the hustle.
I can't knock it. And that's why you don't knock the hustle. You don't knock it. You just say, that doesn't apply to me. Mm-hmm.
So are there women that pay for things like that? Like, you know how you just said that the men are emo, so they, you know, kind of do like the cuck thing or whatever. Like to
there's
be tortured.
Females that'll be that are submissive or cucky or, you know, like that kind of thing too, for sure. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I have a fan. She's a female. She's an older woman. She's like 65, I believe. Right?
Yeah.
So that's crazy. I'm gonna tell y'all how this is.
She got money.
This is the greatest part about it. Y'all remember the grandma that was on TikTok who had her body done and she was flashing the cash? It was great. She hit me up and she wanted a custom.
The older white lady.
Yeah. No, it was a black chick. So they have a custom. She hit me up. Literally straightforward on my Twitter, and she wanted a custom. But the great part about the custom is she wanted me to shoot this custom with another young lady that she's seen me work with before, but it was all her idea. All her idea. I mean, like, from the beginning of this, she sent the whole script and every fucking thing. This shit was dope.
And how old is she again?
She's like 62.
That's great.
She sent me the Cash App. I'm not going to disclose the price. It was healthy.
Yeah.
Me and this young lady shot the shit, and when I sent it to her, she was like, I don't want you to work with anybody else when I send you customs but her.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And so me and this young lady have shot like five premier dope-ass scenes. We have two that's about to get ready to drop, but it has to drop in my series. It has to drop within my vision.
Yeah.
If I'm just throwing content, I'm surging you way too much. I need you to want this shit.
Yeah. Well, with you, because I feel like it's female dominant, mm-hmm. it's dominated, but the men probably pay the most money, right? So with you, how do you straddle the line between marketing and I'm putting too much content out?
Oh, we killed that.
So for social media and stuff.
Oh, we killed that. We murdered that. I mean, the way that we did it, me and Unique, we came up with an idea that, hey, you watch miniseries, right? Y'all watch series.
Yeah,
y'all watch, you know, you watch Housewives and, you know, all that, you know.
No, I mean, but I know what it is.
Yeah, right. Right. So, you know, basketball wise and all that bullshit, right? So we came up with seasons. We literally came up with the idea. Me and her sat down and I said, yo, I don't want to just throw shit no more. And she was like, so shoot specific shit that matches your seasons. And I was like, what? She was like, you watch fucking TV, dude. Think about it. Create a market of something that nobody else is doing.
Yeah.
And then create covers for each scene. Once I started it, season one, you know, Porn Bread Incorporated, season one is out. It was dope. Season two came out. It was fucking dope. It's six scenes per season. Just like how Rick and Morty is 10 scenes, 10 episodes.
Yeah.
It's six episodes per season. We just did the threesome season, and the threesome season was season three. It was all threesomes.
Okay.
So season four... We're in season four right now, which is season four is Professor Lay's. Season four is six episodes of me being Professor Lay's. These are either recent scenes or scenes that have been revamped, remastered, dropped into 4K, and visualized better. But within season one, two, three, and four, right in the middle, we take a two-week break and we dropped Enter the Pornoverse. I got you. You're locked in now because you're like, fuck, you got series. You got a fucking Pornoverse movie with Spidey Dick and Blue Ranger and Dick Munger and fucking Robin Lays. Yeah. And this motherfucker is creating some shit.
Yeah.
That's how you figure it out. Because you're building on something and you're going to continue doing it. So the next movie is coming. I mean, like I said, Big Dick Marvell is coming. And when he comes, the next characters that's in that movie for Porniverse, Into the Porniverse 2, is different. Because they're not going to be the first characters.
Yeah.
They're going to be all new characters in this Porniverse, what you would call a multiverse. It's different.
Okay. So you do bondage. So how do you stop yourself from oversharing when marketing something like that?
I don't really post a whole lot of shit.
Okay.
I post, you know, maybe a couple of pictures and a little detail, and that's about it. I don't really post a whole lot of stuff. You know.
So you don't seem as hardcore about the industry as he does.
I'm getting back in. Okay. You know, I had a pretty rough stint with the industry for a while myself. So it was like, you know, just people that I was dealing with in the industry, not so much my own career, but, yeah, you know, the people that I was around. I had to come back up from that, you know, and my first year coming back up from some serious, you know, serious things that were happening, you know, like with my ex-husband. I won't get into all of that, but, yeah, you know, once I, you know, got out of that situation and I moved here to Vegas, it started coming back. But then, you know, it's like I started doing music. I was doing other things. You know, I was going to school to be a hypnotist. I'm a licensed hypnotherapist, too. So now that I have my my brand ambassador thing going with Alt Erotic, it's going to be, you know, I'm going to get more into it because I'm really co-creating my stuff. Before, it was just like working with, you know, talent, you know, it was a lot of the OnlyFans stuff. And I got really sick of doing that and just working with the flakers and, you know, like, yeah, you know, just.
Can the industry leave you like extremely jaded?
I'm sure it can. I'm a pretty strong, you know, individual. So I take time to myself. I don't really hang out with a whole lot of people in the industry. I kind of stay to myself and do what the fuck I want to do. I don't drink. I don't really party. So, you know, that kind of lifestyle hasn't really been for me. But now that I'm able to co-create and I'm really able to like put my visions into the stuff that I want with quality people and with, you know, quality equipment, the editing and stuff is going to be a lot better. That's going to push me to, you know, be more like, you know, Alfonso over here. You know,
if I was a
you got the Porniverse, I've got the kitten hole.
Right.
I gotta see that before we leave.
What, the Porniverse?
No, my kitten hole.
The butt tattoo.
Meow.
What does a hater say in the industry? Like, if you got a hater, what is some hater shit that someone would say about somebody in the industry?
I'm gonna let you take this before I dig in.
I feel like a lot of the times it's usually about their personal, like their appearance. You know, people in this industry, you know, they're either very, very, very good looking, or you're normal looking, or, you know, whatever. I'm not 100, you know, I don't have perfect teeth. You know, I've had 2 kids. My body isn't like perfect, but I'm fucking happy with me.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel like that's a lot of what it is. If people start getting jealous of you or start whatever, if they know anything about you that might be a weakness, they're going to use that against you. And it's petty. It's a lot of fucking pettiness, like, you know, high school fucking dropouts that aren't doing shit with their life. And then it's, you know, they have nothing better to do. So it's, but you start to realize it's okay. It's not my problem. That's their problem. And I just keep doing what I'm doing and smiling and happy.
So for me, I'm gonna just dig in and say, fuck it. This is honesty
hour. Talk your shit.
This is honesty hour. I get a lot of, he's a cocky, arrogant asshole. Mm. Don't work with him because he doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He has standards. Oh, don't forget he has a company. Oh, don't forget he did win it, but he comes with what he comes with, and he's not leaving that. That's not changing.
Yeah.
So my standards are straightforward. when I shoot with a female, I give her the heads up. I say, listen, shooting with me is your interview. And she goes, what the fuck does that mean? And I say, if you're going to a job interview, you're going to have your hair, nails, makeup, heels. You're going to come prepared to get the motherfucking job. Mm-hmm. And you know what they say? Well, this is porn, yeah, but this is still a business. This is a profit-based business.
That's a fact.
Get your ass to work. If you come into work, come to work.
Yeah.
Don't come fucked up 30 minutes before the scene. I don't want you drunk. I don't want you high. I don't want none of that shit because it looks like shit on camera. It looks horrible. I've seen scenes. I shot one, and I didn't know I shot it until after the fact because okay. when I look back at it, her eyes was over there when it should have been right fucking here.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, dog, nah, never again. And she was like, well, you know, you could have just paid me for the scene. You probably would have fucked that up too. I'm honest about that. And they don't like it. You know, it's if you're too blunt, you're too honest, and you're too real, you're a problem. You're going to be a problem.
Yeah.
And the reason why you're going to be a problem is because when people see you, they're going to go, girl, you better have your shit together to fuck with him. Not knowing that having your shit together to fuck with me is a product that's profitable, that's marginable, and it can be sold in any market. Compared to, hey, you know, so-and-so got a hotel room. We can go over there, drink and smoke. We can just pull out the fucking phones. You're not doing that with me. I got cameras.
Yeah. I heard you say heels. That's a requirement?
Standard. Skinemax. You remember it. You remember the Showtime shit.
Yes.
You remember all of the fucking... You remember it. We grew up on the allure. Make me want you. Mm. We grew up on the allure. What have we done? We've accepted her coming on set twerking in Crocs. What the fuck? We've accepted her coming on set and shooting a fucking scene in a fucking bonnet. We've accepted mm-hmm. a lower grade, and then they say, well, they the hottest shit smoking. How? That shit looked like I could have shot that shit when I woke up.
Yeah.
Isn't that part? Isn't that part of the
amateur
deal of it though? Yeah,
amateur.
I think before we started rolling, we started talking about like LeBron and Steph Curry, right? Yeah. I think the appeal of Steph Curry is he's not 7 feet tall. He looks like the average guy at the YMCA, and his game looks like something you can emulate. We talked about emulation, being able to
emulate
the blueprint or whatever the case may be. When you talk about porn, when you talk about woman has to come with her hair done, her makeup done, her heels on, versus a woman who rolled out of bed, she still looks sexy. Like, that's something we can emulate, and it's more relatable.
I would say yes and no.
Okay.
Because I know some of the most beautiful women that I've shot with that didn't need a fucking drop of makeup.
Okay.
And they came with their hair laid out. They press on. I don't care if you go to the shop, fam. Get some fucking press-ons. They're a dollar.
Oh, you talking about the press-ons you get right after
they're a dollar, fam.
Ah, okay.
I mean, like, you don't have to be extravagant.
Yeah.
Just be beautiful and professional.
And if presentable.
Lip gloss. If your lip gloss make you pop and you know them up before you start sucking on this motherfucker, use it. That's what the fans want. But if you just look like, you know, I mean, if you look like the high school chick that everybody wanted, but you just don't have it for real, and you just come with it, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I don't need that. Because that means, you know, Nook Nook and, you know, little Timmy can smack. I need the idea that if I do shoot this woman, it's attainable for somebody like myself, for somebody who's, you know, a big, handsome man. It's attainable. Because she has that allure to her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that makes sense, too, because, like, he's selling a fantasy. You know, absolutely. Porn is all about selling a fantasy. And a lot of times, like, even with me, like, if I'm scrolling through and I see, like, a woman with, like, chipped nail polish or, like, her hair is fucked up, I'm like, skip. Let me go to the next one. I don't want to watch that because it's not attractive to me. Like, you know, and some people do like a little, you know, for them to be a little bit rough around the edges, but... if you look at his content, you go to his website and see that, yeah, I would think that they would know what they were walking into. Like,
well, that's
you can't
the greatest
just come in
part.
There.
That's the greatest part about having a fan base that's organic. Mm-hmm. Not pumped, organic. Right. Having an organic fan base, they know what they coming for.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
And they know who they coming for. So when I shot with Misty Stone, they knew what they were going to get. When I announced Pussy Fairy was happening, they were like, Pussy Fairy? Wait, who's the female? And then when I said it was going to be Misty Stone, they were like, oh, shit. They knew, because she's not just a porn star. She's a professional. She's an actor. She's a creator. She's involved. She's going to make this shit look like crack. It's going to bubble over.
You're like, Misty Stone. How you spell that?
No. So to you guys, because I know, because both of you guys are in the industry, you can see something and immediately point it out that's wrong, that we probably don't see.
Uh-huh.
So to y'all, what is considered good quality porn?
I'll let her answer for her, because she has her own opinion, and I'll answer for me.
It's really if the person's enjoying it. I don't like the fake stuff. I don't really like when it's like, you know, 5 minutes in this position, you know, we know how we shoot porn. So it's stop, still, you know, go, stop, go, whatever. I don't really like that. I find myself to be more of a voyeur. So like, I kind of want to see like real stuff happening, like real chemistry between people. It's hot. It's sexy. People are making noise. There's vocals. People aren't just silent, slapping cheeks together. Like, I feel like that's that's what I would prefer.
So I'm more into because I'm in front of the camera and behind the camera.
Yeah,
I'm more into set times, because if I space it out a little bit better, the transition happens and you don't get the melee of, all right, baby, get up, let's change positions. You don't get none of that with my shit. I'm editing straight cuts and I'm putting transitions in it because you want action. You came for action.
Yeah,
you didn't come for, hey, hold up, man. The camera bust down. Let me go ahead and fix the camera. And we still rolling. And this is happening during the scene. I can't give my fans that, because that's not a fantasy. That's normal everyday shit. I need you to get the fantasy. So I take a lot of time to position what I want. My three, my five and a pop is my standard. It's five and a pop. And if that pop happens, it might be a double. You might catch a double shot. So that's for me. It's more of the fantasy.
Five positions?
Five and a pop, yep. Five positions. And I roll with the five and pop, and that's been my formula for a long time.
So because you behind the scenes, right? With you guys, what are some, putting your consumer hat on, what are some things when y'all see other people's work, aside from the lack of enthusiasm, what are some things that y'all see that you know, oh, this is bullshit?
That's some bullshit?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Oh, man.
You got something?
Oh, I got plenty. So, I'm trying to be politically correct.
No, hell no. When you watching, when y'all are watching porn, what are the things that stick out to you guys, because y'all do it and y'all be like, oh, this is bullshit, but we may not catch it.
You ain't dancing in no pussy. I'm sorry. Never.
What's my man? Hey.
I'm going to look around. Listen to me. I ain't going to say no. I'm telling you the truth. I'm all in. It's great. It's great because it fits for what it fits for. It's great. Ain't no motherfucker who's swinging and banging dick gonna be dancing in no motherfucking ass, cause you ain't dancing in no ass at home. You trying to get to what you trying to get to. You're not gonna be dancing. You're not gonna be jumping off no motherfucking ceilings and shit. I mean, like, bro, you. And if you pumping and you hipping, and I know cause I gotta edit this shit.
Yeah.
If I know you and her got the hips to hip, and I know you killing, I'm talking about you murdering the pussy. Your dick ain't even hard, fam. Fuck out of here.
Wow.
Wait. When they're happening. Like, when you say,
when I got my hip and her hip like this, and all you seeing is banging and pounding, nigga, my fucking dick ain't hard. Because if it was, if he pulled back and you see it, that shit gonna be swinging like this. It ain't.
Wow.
It happens so much that you just go.
So the hardcore fucking that we watch.
Some of it might even not even he be not a hard even, dick.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm telling you, fam. I mean, like I said, my interviews are really in-depth because I'm so fucking honest, right?
It's angles.
So I've done one. I had to do one because the girl ended up, like, we were rolling this shit. And she ended up bleeding all over me. Stopped the scene. I was like, what the fuck? We were 2 minutes in. And she was like, look, fam, I really need this scene. I was like, all right, bet. Dick still hard as a motherfucker. I said, listen, what y'all want you to do? I want you to put it under you. And I just want you to hold this motherfucker. I'm going to jug like motherfucking ain't never seen jugging. So she has my dick literally cuffed in her hand like she's jacking me off. And the cameraman is fucking high. So it looked like I'm still killing. I'm talking about we got fucking, wow. I got the lotion coming off me and shit to make it look like the pussy's creaming. I'm cheating the fuck out of this scene.
Wow.
I'm murdering this shit, right?
Yes!
I'm murdering this shit. So then I say, so we have to get a pop.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, we got to get a pop. I say, all right, so listen, we got to get the blowjob part. She was like, yeah, but we started with that. I said, that's perfect because now they done seen me murdering your ass and you creaming all over the goddamn place. This shit looked like fucking gold. We turn over. We do the blowjob shit. I give her a real pop shot. Edit the scene. Give it to her. Her fans say, that's the best fucking they've ever seen from her. And it wasn't even fucking.
That's so I had asked our guest, our previous guest, but I'm still not 100% sure. I feel like a lot of cum scenes be fake.
I'm sure some of them, many of them are, yeah.
When the girl be taking a picture with all the cum on her face, I be feeling like that.
A lot of it,
it be like
could be cum lube. Yeah, I mean sometimes there are men that have.
So there's a lubrication out there. There it's called cum lube. You have spunk lube, you have cum lube, and you have liquid cum. It's like four of them. It's like four versions of it, and they use it when a guy is at the pinnacle but can't give it. And it's a certain angle that you have to use. It's a certain position you have to use to get it. And, I mean, like, the editing is very tricky, too. You can manipulate anything with editing.
They'll tape a hose underneath a guy's dick and put it to, like, a thing that has cum on it. And it looks like they're jerking, but it's, like, tons of cum lube just coming out of it. It's a tube.
Wow. That is hilarious.
So I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know, because I be seeing girls, and it's because I don't know if Twitter just got me looking at porn a little differently, but I be feeling like when I be seeing the girls with all the cum on their face, I be like, you put this on your face and you ain't even been fucking yet.
Hey, those are pretty girls. I need those. That sells the product too. I need those. Those are pretty girls. Mm. But see, the problem with that is I can't do that. It's happened in my professional career. I've had to use cum lube because I done shot six fucking scenes and I'm almost at dust over here.
Yeah.
So I need to, because it's literally a add-on. But if you on scene one and you can't give nothing, all right, bro, so you just go ahead and use it. I mean, there's a certain angle you can cheat it to. I've cheated a certain angle like a couple of times, but when you see it on camera, this shit look like ghetto gold.
See, now I'm taking that home, like. You want your pussy beat up? He ain't even hard.
I always saw like Gibby the Clown. I was like, this can't be.
He's gonna
person.
Start looking for soft dicks. No, fucking pounded.
Why are you always bringing up Gibby the Clown?
Please
is
don't
that your favorite guy?
No, because like you talk about Twitter porn, like he's the
he
one that.
Let's bring him up.
No, because I was like, this can't be a real person. This can't be not a real person. This can't be a real man.
You think it's a woman?
No, because we always talk. You talk about the angles. Like I was like. I never see his penis. Like he always him stroking this person, but you never see a real penis in none of his angles. Like so, this is a woman in a clown suit. In the clown, his account is suspended now.
Oh, okay.
Like, right. I was like, this has to be a woman in the clown suit, giving the illusion that she's a man.
So I'm not gonna touch that due to
creative differences and professionalism. Mm. And if I start dragging certain people, I'm going to be the most hated motherfucker because I'm so real. I'm just going to say this. You get what
you
the
ain't
fuck
dabbing
you
in it.
You get what the fuck you pay for.
Mm. You ain't dabbing in it.
Nah, I'm not. I mean, I know what Jordans look like.
Yeah.
And I know what fake fucking Jordans look like. I'm cool on the reels. Hey, look, yeah. If I got to pay. So I got away from Nike. I'm done with Nike. I love y'all Nike, but I'm done with y'all outside of LeBron's. I'm done.
You will wear some LeBron's?
Bro, I've worn every LeBron that has came out.
That's nasty. Great.
So this is the thing. I love Nike.
Yeah.
But I'm done with Nike. When it comes to Air Force Ones, I'm fucking done.
Why is that?
I had every pair in high school
for
like $60, $70.
Yeah.
Now you bumping the price to like $175 for the same pair I had. I mean, I'm cool. Jordan's the same thing. Like, I had them shits in high school. Now you bumping them to like $300 to $400. Man, eat a dick. I'll buy LeBrons before I buy Jordans again.
I feel like.
True that, you know, the OG ones just came out. And man, them OG ones. Nigga, them shits was $75 when I was in high school, fam. I'm not paying $375 for the same shoe I've already had. You dropping these shits every week. It's the same product. That's what it is in porn. You're dropping this shit every week. It's the same fucking product. Nothing's changed. It's a formula that they've used to manipulate. And that's why, like I said, I left Nike. I'm with Puma now. I'm cool with Puma. Hey, Puma, if you're looking for a fucking spokesman on one of them goddamn Puma GVs, fam, I'm all in.
I heard that. Puma, shout out to Puma.
So besides that, though, it's about the market. It's truly about the market. You said that his shit is fire, right?
And no, I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all.
He just knows.
I know, like, I just noticed. Like,
he just be watching him a lot.
I never see any penis. I know a penis it being.
Did you see him fucking on the highway?
I think I saw a couple of them clips.
Yeah. Did you see him fucking in front of the Waffle House?
I didn't see the Waffle House.
Let me ask you a question. If that was me or you, and it was real dick and not a clown suit, where are we going to be at? And,
in jail.
Exactly.
Mm. But I've seen a few people. So I always wondered, like, do they have access? Do they like know people that work in these positions?
I look at it
he's
as
a real clown.
Yes, this is fucking wild.
You thought I was joking?
And he looks terrifying. So is this considered cosplay?
That's some bullshit.
I didn't say nothing, man. I'm not touching none of that.
No,
that's
bullshit.
Don't touch it.
And somebody we know has a scene with dude with Gibby.
A couple of people.
Somebody we know.
Who?
The last people?
No.
Betty?
Oh, girl from the West Side. Has a scene with him.
Oh, why don't you ask?
Wait.
She in prison right now.
Oh, okay. Writer.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy. Okay.
It's a lot of... So this is the thing. Numbers.
Shit like that waters down.
But understand this market. Understand this market. I told you when I first got here that pretenders can be winners. Mm. Understand the market. That ain't no real fucking, but it's pumping, and it's pumping, and it's surging, and it's a heartbeat. Everybody's traveling to it because the numbers and the agenda is fucking cracking.
You got a big following.
So if these numbers is what it is, every hot female in our industry that sees those numbers, what are they doing? They're flocking to it like roaches with the light on. They running.
But the last adult performer we had in here said it was a real man. But I'm like, I saw all the clips on.
So I don't. Twitter. So I don't. Like I said, I don't judge. I just spit truth.
Some bullshit.
I didn't say that. Everybody, y'all hearing me? Alfonso did not say that. Because y'all are literally going to make me the target of a fucking whole hate page. I'm going to be a whole hate page. Man, they're going to be like,
everybody know, man. We talk that real shit, man. We don't be,
so,
you know.
I look at it like this. I've seen Sully's work before me and Sully even had a conversation. I had to go review her work. And I had to choose where within my strategy she fits. We have something that we're going to be working on soon. And it's going to be dope because the vision is already there. I take my time. I don't just jump into scenes anymore because I want to plan my scenes. I know what my fans love.
Yeah.
She doesn't just rush into shit like she said. She has to be familiar and comfortable. We're getting to a point where we're becoming accessible, but not truly accessible.
I'm accessible for what I really need. There's a young lady that's going to be at an event tomorrow that we have a scene together, but it's not me and her. It's me, her, and another young lady. And that was in the whole dorm room chronicle shit.
Yeah.
So I said, fuck it. I know what to do. I bought a whole outfit that matches close to the outfit that I used for the other girl a year and a half ago. She's going to continue the dorm room chronicle version of that scene because now she shows up and she says, hey, you might have fucked me and my friend, but I need you to fuck me. Oh, you're done. It's on. Perfect. I need stuff to play in because your fans aren't captivated if I walk in the room and I'm just slanging dick and ain't shit happening. You got to talk to me. You got to captivate me, but pull me in.
Yeah.
So the setup of the scene is important to you?
Always. I mean, how many times have you went on Pornhub, X videos, and as soon as you click it, they fuck it?
He likes that.
There's a reason, right? And I think, in my opinion, I feel like white porn is a little better at it. But black porn, the intros be garbage. They come in, hey, I'm from UPS. Yeah, I got a package for you. Hey, let me pull your titties out. Hey, let me see your ass. Turn around. Let me see your pussy. Spread your legs open.
See, I couldn't do
Nigga,
it.
Nigga, act like you want to be here at least a little bit.
See, that's and you know what? And that's that 90s shit. That's that.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's that West Coast early 90s shit.
I'm the mover. I'm here to take out your furniture. Hey, nah, let's turn around. Let me see your ass.
See, you got to dig into, like, I'm finna give it to you. You got to dig into the pornoverse to see it. Because if you don't see it, you can't vision it. I've done scenes where the girl is literally doing laundry with the skirt on, ass is popping. And I'm like, hey, yo, fam, fuck you doing? And her response is, fuck you mean? Where the fuck your panties at? Nigga, if you was worried about these motherfucking panties, you would have bought me some. Okay, fine. And then when I come back with the panties, she ain't got shit on. And she like, you gonna put them on or you gonna cape them off? What you gonna do? Oh, okay, well, you talking shit. I'm gonna respond with talking shit. And that talking shit turns into love, hate, fucking. I got you now.
It's better.
It sounds kind of like Lorenzo, the Dear Lorenzo shit. Dear Lorenzo. Oh, never mind.
So have y'all, this is for both, this is both of y'all. I know, like, you know, keeping things professional is always a must. But throughout y'all career, when was the last time y'all was in the room with somebody and you was like, damn, I'm really fucking somebody I really wanted to? Mm-mm. You got it.
I mean, I fucked Rome earlier, but that's happened before. I only fuck people I want to fuck.
Wait, say that earlier. What happened?
Oh, I fucked Rome Major.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, all right.
But me, I've known Rome for years. You know, I have a couple of scenes with Rome. But again, really, like, I don't fuck with people that I don't want to fuck, period. Mm. Mm.
So this was like on the record or off the record?
We have some film, yeah. We filmed it. Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Nice. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
Rome live here?
No.
No, he's just okay.
He's in L.A.
So, Ebony Mystique Goddess. Ebony Mystique Goddess. And my fucking co-owner is going to kill me for this. Ebony Mystique Goddess, Misty Stone, and it has to be fucking, I shouldn't even throw her name. She's from Chicago. Every time we fuck, my first scene with her, she squirted on camera for the first time. Never squirted with anybody else. And then the next time we shot, she did it again. And then the next time we shot, it was a fucking bloodbath flood. Like, I was like, oh, fuck, this is what it is. So anytime I work with this young lady, that ain't just, that's shooting. But that fucking chemistry is electric. And she knows that I know it. And the fucking product is selling. So anytime she'll literally say, hey, look, fam, I'm going to be in the area. Hey, your camera crew ready. She ain't got to ask.
Who is it?
Can't do it.
Come on, man. No, you don't. You didn't sell us the whole story. Come on, don't do that to us. Don't do that to us.
Man, because my co-owner's gonna get at me.
He has his NDAs too,
And it's an NDA for that because my co-owner's gonna get at me.
We got you trying to turn him into game.
That's crazy. He sold us the whole vision, didn't he?
Put it like this. 70s Black Passion. Go look it up.
You did a 70s joint with somebody?
Oh my fucking God, that shit's crack. Look up my shit.
So how do you? How
it's
do
right
you,
on my? It's right on my fucking Instagram.
How do you stop the excitement? Like
with that person?
You might have, like. Came too fast.
Nah, fuck that. Nah, that's work. That's you come too fast when you eager. When you eager as fuck, you come way too fast. But when you ready,
yeah,
and you know this shit about to be fire, you gonna stroke that. You gonna stroke that. You gonna kill it. Mm. You gonna kill that shit.
So a few adult entertainers that we've had on here. We've asked them about the whole squirting thing, and every last one of them has said that it's pee. So is it really pee, or what is it? Like, is it real?
It definitely has some pee in it.
Oh,
definitely. Everybody keeps saying
I mean, as long as you drink water, it's all fun and game. It's all in the name of love.
Pee on me.
Now, if you dehydrate it, and you want to do a squirt, now we in, you in trouble.
Yeah.
I feel like, what difference does it make? Feel like a lot of girls too, like they don't know how to squirt, but they want to. So it's like they're actually peeing.
So they're pushing
they're,
and peeing.
And they're just pushing pee out. It's not even coming out.
I got a name dropped in because I feel like she's a treasure in the community, especially on Titty Tuesdays.
Mm. Don't do it.
No,
it's not a porn star. Don't do it.
Mm.
She shoot content, a lot of it.
Not a porn star.
So would those type of creators be would those be the equivalent of a Instagram comedian?
Culture vultures.
That's deep.
I respect you. I love you. Culture vulture. Mm. You found the wave at the right fucking time because COVID is what created you. Mm. You found the wave during the right fucking time.
Yeah.
COVID created you. You're a culture vulture because you ain't shot real shit. You playing.
She shot with old boy.
Oh,
one more time.
Who is that?
See, one more time. I'm not jumping in the names.
We're not saying that but you know.
But what I'm saying to you is.
He looked like Michael Blackson.
But what I'm saying to you is. Culture, vulture.
Both of them? Or just.
Both. Where have you done
this? We've had somebody on that said way worse about him, though. It's all good.
But culture, vulture, where have you done the work?
Yeah.
I can respect you all fucking day. I can give you your love.
Yeah.
I can give you your flowers. But you looped hole.
Cheated.
And cheated this shit.
So it'll be similar to an Instagram comedian. Like, y'all make a funny TikTok and then y'all call yourselves comedians, man. But it waters down the work of the man. Real.
It I love what it did for people who didn't have money and needed to build. Love what it did. I fucking hate what it did to our industry.
So, do you feel like to be a legitimate adult story, adult star, you have to do something that involves real production?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
There it is. Listen, you can't cheat me. I'm not buying it. That's like when we were younger. And they would have the dude come to the place that looked like Michael Jordan and the fucking gym would flood out and then he'd disappear. You ain't gonna cheat me like that. Never again.
Have you ever tried to have sex in front of a whole crew of people with like bright ass lights on you?
I don't think I would even get hard. I ain't
right. But you can have your cell phone and keep your dick hard. And not saying that that's the biggest, you know, thing that separates us, but like it's a lot fucking harder to be around a crew of people. And, you know, him keep his dick hard, me, you know,
stay wet and fucking like really still be into it, not being distracted, because there's just a lot fucking going on.
I mean, it's literally, it's so much going on that when it's happening, if you don't have the mental capacity to do it, you will fail.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So on that vein, with somebody hearing you talk, would they be like, well, he not doing it with Smack. He not doing it with none of these battle leagues. So all these 7-year awards, he the one doing this battle rap shit. That don't count because he ain't doing it in front of no majors. He ain't doing it in front of Diddy. He ain't doing it in front of, you know, any other way the other major rappers have done it. Would you feel slighted if somebody took a shot at your music career that way?
I tell them to eat a dick and battle me without having the written shit already memorized. Fuck with me on the beat, straightforward.
But as far as your accomplishments go, if somebody says to you, you're not doing it on a major platform.
I don't have to. Fact is fact. Fuck with me without writing your shit and coming here with your crew, memorizing your shit. Put that beat on and let's go. Yeah. And then when I walk you the fuck out of here looking stupid, everybody's going to go, hey, bruh, I told you. Because it's a difference, bruh. It's if you got it in you and not on you.
Okay. I asked this question before, but now listening to everything, I have to ask again. Is the porn in the way I consume porn, even though I'm not a huge consumer of it, the porn that I do consume is on Twitter.
Okay.
Right? So is that killing the actual porn scenes? Because one, the porn that I'm consuming rarely has two people in it.
Oh, you like solo stuff?
No. I'm saying that is the majority of the porn that I see, like if I see it on Twitter, right? It's usually just a girl by herself. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, in essence, killing the one-on-one scenes because the majority of what I'm watching is just somebody by themselves.
So
in a camera, basically.
So I think the cam world transcended into making young ladies push the porn envelope. Because cam had been around forever. We've known that.
Yeah.
Cam has been around since AOL.
Yeah.
So when they transcended into porn and said that they were content creators, that's what the market changed to. You're a porn star because you create content. You might not have to create it with someone else, but you're still creating a volume of content. I would say...
I'd say that's an adult entertainer, not a porn star.
That's an entertainer.
Okay.
I mean, you're entertaining. I mean, you're stabbing yourself with a dildo. It's great.
Like, it's Jenna Jameson's a porn star, you know, like... Porn star, major porn star, like just, you know, the big names of people. I feel like anybody else, you know, is going to sit in or fit into the category of just, you know, you're an adult entertainer.
It depends too, because I've known some adult entertainers that have actually transcended into porn star.
And yeah, absolutely.
They've done great. I mean, they've done fucking great. But like she said, if you're solo creating and it's just you all the time, you're entertaining me. You're just an adult entertainer. You're not a porn star because you're not creating pure porn.
You don't have any accolades either.
You're not creating at a position where you have other entertainers creating with you.
Yeah.
And making a product that's able to be sold on multiple platforms compared to one. Because there are some platforms that are just fetish. There are some platforms that are just boy-girl. There are some platforms that are like, well, shit, we take gang, bang, feet, shit, scat, whatever you call it. It's plenty of that. But a lot of females are just entertainers and cam girls, and they're having a great time. I know one, and she's fucking killing it, bro. I mean, she's fucking murdering this shit. But she had to shoot with a couple of performers to catch that wave to go back.
Yeah.
Because you got to get notoriety. If you don't get notoriety, then you're not building.
Mm. Okay, well, I want to say before we wrap it up, I'm going to test y'all a little bit. Okay, we're going to do a top 10. Mm. But I want, give me your top 5 porn stars top five in hip hop?
Top five porn stars. Let's see.
The ones you looked up to.
I know too many people. God, I know too many people. Rev Ariel Aquinas. Let's see. Samantha Mack.
Okay.
I think I heard of Samantha Mack before.
She's amazing. I love Samantha. Misha Montana would be another. These are all like the alt stars too, you know, so.
I got to go do some homework.
Right.
Let's see. Obviously Rome, you know, and I mean, Alfonso's on there, but I'm not going to boost his ego right here. I'll have to drop him back down before we leave the building. Let's see. Is that five?
That's five.
Okay, and then you said hip hop, right?
Yep. Let's get you in trouble.
Let's see. Living Legends. Hieroglyphics. Obviously, Pac. Let's see. I like the Grouch, but that's part of like Living Legends too. I like old school hip hop. I don't really like, you know.
Yeah, you gave me. Why do we need one?
I mean, now I like, you know, but more rappers would be like Dax and Logic, Eminem, shit like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I respect it.
I'll go with my five porn stars. For me, it would be my friend and mentor would be Pinky.
Okay.
And the reason why
I grew up with
the reason why I'm throwing Pinky in the game is because she helped me get into porn.
Oh wow. So
she put on a lot of people.
She was my mentor.
She put a lot of people on.
She a beast with that strap too. She's crazy.
So I would go with it would be Pinky, Menage a Trois. Oh, I know you looking crazy when I said that name.
That's a real name? That's somebody's real name?
Look up Menage a Trois.
Okay.
She the one with the tongue.
I done wrote all y'all. Y'all see every time y'all drop a name, I pick my phone up.
So Menage a Trois.
I ain't playing.
So Menage a Trois is the one who was the first with the long tongue. She was the monster. She was the real monster. Jada Fire has to be. Yes. Her replica would be Sky Black.
Solid five so far.
And who would be my fifth? My fifth would have to be because I was really crazy about her.
I feel like I know who you're gonna say based on the name you said already.
I was crazy about her when I was younger. I was crazy about both of these. So it's a co-MVP for the five. I'll make it six. Even though she tried to play me at one point, it would be Lethal and Cherokee.
Okay, I was wrong.
I mean, bro, I can go to Luscious Lewis. I could really go to Luscious Lewis because Luscious Lewis was a killer back then. Olivia Olay was a killer back then.
I thought you was going to say Jasmine Cashmere.
Jasmine Cashmere was a monster. Obsession was a monster. Adina what was her name? Adina Jewel was a monster. So for me to pick a solid five is difficult because I was a fan. Not only was I a fan, I was actually trying to bring them out of retirement to shoot some of them. She has her fetish thing, so yeah.
Scott
but
Black still does.
Yeah, so my hip hop five is bogus as shit. I'm telling you why my hip hop five is bogus, because where the area where
let's
I'm
go.
From. Oh, fuck, man. All right, I'm going with Twista.
I ain't mad at that.
You can't.
I'm not mad at that at all.
You can't beat it. Yeah, I'm going with Twista. I have to go with. I hate this dude for playing me, but he's okay. I have to go with Twista. I have to go with Fifth. I have to go with Fifth. And I'm going with Fifth because of business.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm going with Nas. Because
it's Goldie, boy. It's the goat right there.
I'm going with Nas because of knowledge.
Not because of music.
knowledge and music. His music.
That's the GOAT, man.
But the, I mean, his beats was fucking garbage all over his career. That's stop
Jay-Z.
That shit.
Jay-Z said that, and everybody ran
stop
with it.
Stop that shit. Nas is some of them beats on, that man. Nas came with was fucking trash.
Don't tell me that his beats is garbage. The niggas riding around. Niggas riding Nasty around Nas. Listening to Griselda.
So I can't and I'm only doing this because you can't separate them. So I gave you
talking about you, Nas, give Nas pick bad beats. So they driving around listening to that Kendrick album.
Yeah, so I gave you Twister, I gave you Jay. I gave you Twister, I gave you Nas.
50 Cent.
I gave you 50.
Yep.
I have to give you Jay and Pac together because you can't separate it.
What?
No, you can't. They're both been controversial. They can sell out anything and they cannot be beaten.
Where has Jay-Z been controversial at except sitting with the people in the NFL?
He was controversial because of Lemonade.
Stabbed a nigga.
Listen,
early.
Jay-Z was controversial because he created Lemonade.
He did.
He created Lemonade. He created one of the most powerful woman albums that had praise forever. He created Rihanna, literally, because when she first came out with that fucking. That that was bullshit.
Come on, man. So Rihanna was, come on.
And my last one, even though he is not a rapper, he is a producer. It has to be Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be Dr. Dre.
For taking other people's shit and making it his own?
Okay, Kanye. The fuck?
He does it.
Okay. What the fuck? the reason why I'm saying Dr. Dre is because Dr. Dre created not only ripping off other shit, but he created a West Coast regime that cannot be beaten. Go back to Dog Pound, Snoop Dogg when he first came out.
Yeah.
Go back to the Eastsiders. That's created from Snoop Dogg. Go back to all of that. I would have said Master P because Master P is really what surged the South. But him and Dre are damn near the same person.
Yeah. Give me Das Corrupt. I mean, give me Warren. And give me DJ Quick on a lower salary, and I'm still getting what everybody said Dr. Dre gave
you. But that's what I'm saying. Look at them. Doghouse came from Def Row. Def Row came from Dre and fucking Suge. And then Aftermath was created, and you got Game, you got 50, you got M. Look at the empires that they create.
I ain't mad at it.
Those are my picks.
I ain't mad at that at all. Well, I got anything before we get up out of here?
No, this was great.
I knew. Fuck it.
Where the booty hole tattoo? Hold on.
I tried to Google it. I couldn't find it.
You couldn't find it? No. You literally just put in Sully Savage alterotic butthole tattoo.
I looked up. It had like you a didn't video. Do it right. I didn't watch the video. We read something that, and it kind of sounded like you gigolo on the side.
Who?
You.
Where'd you
like
read
you
that?
Provide services.
Yeah, it sounded so, real. It sounded
discreet.
Real.
Discreet services.
Yeah, it sounded like you gigolo on the side. Is that one of your hustles?
I'm not going to argue the fact. I'll say this.
Oh, wow.
If her price is right and she can provide me a test, she can fly me anywhere she needs to. I'll provide my swagger, and then I'm gone.
You are blessed.
You get me for one night.
Okay. I ain't mad at that.
And I mean, you're going to spend some money because I'm capable of something that a lot of other performers aren't capable of.
Mm. I ain't mad at it.
I mean, the video's proof. It's not a lot of us out here that can shoot literally the first come shot and tell you to wait. I'm not done. And bust another one right in the same setting. It's not many. I am one of one when it comes to that.
I ain't mad at it yet because this nigga go to sleep after that first.
Oh no! This is right. This is full auto right. Like right when it happens. It's like hold up, boom, and she's like, oh no, wait. We're not done. What?
Oh, you shoot back to back.
Oh yeah, it's the cannon. All
right. Well, tell the people, man. This was great, man. This is great. You in Vegas, man, so you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We chop it, man. She in Vegas. You got time to move out here, man.
I told him yesterday.
I can't do it just yet.
It's where it's at, man. Tell the people, man, where they can find y'all at.
My Instagram is going to be Sully, S-U-L-L-Y,
F-U-K-N Savage. And then my Twitter is going to be Sully Savage XXX.
And the butthole looks, like it right? hurt way let more.
Let me see.
That one, my butthole really wasn't that bad. The numbing stuff was actually.
Oh, okay.
But that shit burned. The numbing cream burned my asshole.
Let me see the booty.
So it was more pain from that. Also, if you guys want to follow my music, my rap name is Cat God Prodigy. I'm on all platforms for music too.
Yo. Yeah. So she a G for that.
Yeah, most of the other people that, you know, did some of the butthole stuff, they didn't actually do the butthole. They did around it. I feel like I'm one of the very few that actually has it directly.
That's some cheese shit. That's some cheese shit. I ain't mad at it.
Sully fucking Savage.
Oh, shit.
Mr. Lays.
So everybody can find me on my Twitter at Alfonso Lays. You can find me on my Instagram at Alfonso Tulays. You can find my company, Pornbread Incorporated, at www.pornbreadinc.com. Once again, that's www.pornbreadinc.com. Then you can find me at my solo stuff, or either some of the stuff like Pool Boy Adventures or The Adventures of Sarah Arabic at alfonsolays.com. That's alfonsolays.com. So from there, you can also, if you really, really, really need promotion and you need video work and you want to get a push in this industry that's clean and productive, you're going to find us at Unique Promotions at Instagram and Unique Promotions on Twitter. And if you're looking for my music, for everybody that's looking for my music, you will find me at ODUBBY. That is ODUBBY. The name is OW, six albums in. And I want you to enjoy the music. It's country rap tunes, UGK, 8-Ball, MJG type shit.
All right. I ain't mad at it. I heard that. Got some Patois in there.
Oh, man.
It's killing. The Patois. Hit them with the record. Shout out to Project Pat, baby. Ivan?
You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram, Young Al Bundy. That's YUNG_Al_Bundy. You can also catch me at regulardick.com.
No, you gotta do the voice.
Regulardick.com.
He gotta do the voice. You gotta drop it low. You gotta drop the shit low, bro.
I did what I could, man. Shit.
All you got?
That's all I got for you today, baby.
Oh man. You can find me both on IG and Twitter at Shayna_Candy. That's SHAYNA_KANDIIM.
You can follow me. You can follow me on Twitter at Just Call Me Spence. That's JUS Call Me Spence, SPENC. You can follow the podcast pages on Twitter at Views from the 7, on Instagram at Views_7. And for the 3, also on Facebook, Views from the 7. We up out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Ciao.